KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 47 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 80. Winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, rescue crews and law enforcement were dispatched to the scene of a rollover accident east of Atlantic last night. The vehicle was seen on its roof in a field just west and south of 650th or Highway 71 and White Pole Road or Highway 6 at around 9:25 p.m. At least one person was trapped and extricated by mechanical means. They were transported to the Cass County Hospital. No other details are currently available, but the accident remained under investigation. The state of Iowa's COVID-19 dashboard as of 6 a.m. today showed there were 15 more deaths that had taken place attributed to the virus since 10 a.m. Tuesday for a total of 1,414, including one more in Guthrie County. Deaths attributed to a pre-existing medical condition amount to 960. The state says there were 783 new positive cases for a total of 94,206. The IDPH says there were 3,213 lab results returned since 10 a.m. Tuesday, with 2,873 coming back negative for the virus and 329 being positive. The total number of tests administered to date amount to 832,144, with 736,365 total negative results. The 14-day rolling average is 8.6%. Health officials say 73,240 Iowans have recovered from the effects of COVID-19. Here in our listening area, there are two new cases of COVID-19 reported in Cass County, 17 more in Pottawatomie County, 6 more cases each in Adair and Guthrie counties, 5 more in Harrison and Mills counties. There are 4 new results returned in Adams and Union counties, 3 more in Audubon and Shelby County, 2 cases in Montgomery County, and 1 more case in Madison County. You can read more in this story on the news page at KJAN.com. A Red Oak man was arrested on drug charges at around 1:05 a.m. today. According to Red Oak Police, 58-year-old Michael William Biggerstaff was taken into custody in the 900 block of Senate Avenue for possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000. A man from California was arrested Tuesday night on drug charges in Montgomery County. The Sheriff's Department reports Terry Cook of Escalon, California, was taken into custody in the 200 block of Highway 34 at around 8:24 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail. He faces charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana first offense. Bond was set at $1,000. Red Oak Police and Glenwood Police Department's K-9 assisted Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies in making that arrest. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Tuesday of 28-year-old James Castillo of Clarinda. He was charged with driving while barred. Castillo was taken into custody on 125th Street west of Highway 71 following a brief investigation. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and later released on bond. Elsewhere in the news, Cass County Public Health's Care for Yourself program is celebrating Breast Cancer Month by raising awareness of the resources that are available to women in Cass County in southwest Iowa. The Care for Yourself program is part of the national and state breast and cervical cancer early detection program that helps to reduce risks from breast and cervical cancer by offering free or low-cost cancer screenings to eligible individuals throughout the state of Iowa. Victoria Means, Care for Yourself program coordinator, says the chance of a woman having invasive breast cancer sometime during her life is nearly 1 in 8, and every year over 2,000 women in Iowa are diagnosed with breast cancer. Means says also, I'm just being a woman and growing older increases your risk, but having regular mammograms in conjunction with breast self-exams and clinical exams are critical for early diagnosis. The Care for Yourself program is a statewide program and can assist women from all of Iowa's 99 counties. Victoria Means says, we're able to assist women from any county in Iowa, women who otherwise might not have access to life-saving preventative care, could go through the Care for Yourself program, and many are able to see their regular primary care provider. Those interested in learning more about the Care for Yourself program can contact Victoria Means. She's with Cass County Public Health at 712-243-7443. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning, Veronica Catherine Biggenbutz, age 97, of rural Elliott, died Saturday at the Montgomery County Hospital in Red Oak. A massive Christian burial for Veronica Figgenbutz will be today at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Jeffrey Bradley, age 51, of Benilla, died September 17th. Funeral services for Jeffrey Bradley will be Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Pam Straka, age 63, of Atlantic, died Friday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Pam Straka will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jay Becker, age 61, of Yakima, Washington, died July the 9th in California. Celebration of Life graveside service for Jay Becker will be this Saturday at 11:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is assisting the family. Dennis Eilenstein, age 69, of Kansas and formerly of the Walnut and Avoca areas, died August 22nd. A gathering for Dennis Eilenstein will be held in the Oaklawn Cemetery this Saturday at 11:30, with services at noon. Rochelle Bruns, age 51, of Elkhorn, died last Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life for Rochelle Bruns will be held this Saturday at 1 o'clock. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Spartan football field in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Scott Backhouse, age 41, formerly of Manila, died August 28th in Georgia. A memorial visitation for Scott Backhouse will be held Saturday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Memorial Hall in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Barbara Humphrey, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home. A private family graveside service for Barbara Humphrey will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery, and a celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Service is in charge of the arrangements. Charlie Hare, age 69, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. No services will be held for Charlie Hare per his wishes. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mark Kringle, age 67, of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Per his wishes and because of present health guidelines, private services will be held at a later date for Mark Kringle. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Paul K. Hansen, age 94, of Elkhorn, died October 1st. Memorial services for Paul Hansen will be at a later date when the family can gather and all the circumstances will allow. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. And Vivian Golly, age 104, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at Corning Specialty Care. Funeral services for Vivian Golly are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.